Voices Augustana Athletics podcast. Today, we're very lucky and happy to be joined by former Viking right-handed pitcher and current Akron Rubber Duck. Did I get that right? Jordan Milbrath. Jordan, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Jordan, a special addition here to the podcast. The World Series, we're recording this on Tuesday evening, starts tonight. Cubs versus the Cleveland Indians. You were drafted by the Cleveland Indians, currently playing in their farm system in Class AA. I wanted to join you and get to talk and catch up and see how things are going, see how the professional career is going, and talk a little baseball.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do it. I'm glad we're doing this before the game, because it's a big game tonight and I'd like to watch it.
Well, first of all, what's it like to be playing for an organization that is playing in the World Series? You grew up in Minnesota. I'm guessing you grew up a Twins fan.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you probably don't remember the World Series, but 87 and 91. I don't, I vaguely remember the 91 World Series, but you think about the organization and what that means. Obviously, an up and coming organization. They got a lot of young players that are performing well, but what's it like to be a part of an organization that's playing for the World Series?
It's a really exciting time in the organization. We're having big league success. Not only that, but the teams I've been a part of last summer were a big success as well. And just top to bottom in the organization, they do a really good job developing players and that kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun to be a part of winning teams.
Jordan, you started your professional career. You were drafted by the Indians following your sophomore season, correct? Sophomore season? Yeah, drafted in the 35th round, excuse me. And from there, you signed a contract. You went down and played. You ended up playing in the Arizona Rookie League and that sort of thing, and you progressed. Now at the AA level, can you kind of reflect on what you've been going through? Obviously, it's been a couple of years. You kind of started at the rookie ball. You go to the Class A. You go to the full season Class A, and you're now AA. What's the ride been like so far?
It's been an interesting ride, but it's been a lot of fun. I guess one word that would sum up the whole thing is process. It's just been a process of, trying to learn something new about baseball every day, building on the knowledge that you obtain, and just putting it into play and learning from year to year, adjustments, the mental game, the physical game. And it's just been a lot of fun, and when you start to learn all that and be able to put it together on the field.
When you start in the Arizona Rookie League, it's a lot of guys that just got drafted and guys that are young and going in, and some of them are high school, some of them are college. What was that experience like, and what kind of things are they working on? I mean, are they telling you then exactly what they want you to do and how they want you to do it, or is it bringing you down there, maybe see what you got, and then go from there?
I think it's a little bit of both. They bring you in. They're very hands-on down there. And I was just, a kid from small-town Minnesota trying to soak in as much as I could of information and just do what I'm told. Nowadays, they kind of put more of your career in your own hands. We've given you the tools to succeed, and whether you do or not kind of depends on you and how you implement them in your game.
How much maybe has the game changed for you a little bit? Obviously, you grew up with the love of the game and enjoyed playing it, ended up playing in a high level in college, and now playing professionally. Does it change a little bit to you? Does it feel a little different now that it's a job?
I think any time you do something for a long time, you're going to need a break eventually. But I just, I feel like God wanted me to be a baseball player, and that helps, me show up every day and have the same high energy mentality that I want to be here, and I love my job.
Yeah, your first season playing professional, your first full season playing professionally, you ended up making it an all-star team that year and had a great year that year. But what was that experience like? Did you expect that to happen? Were you kind of felt like you were on that path, or did it just something that kind of surprised you and a great opportunity?
I really enjoyed being an all-star. It was a lot of fun. That was just a case of just go out there and do the best you can, and whatever, where the chips fall, where they may. And that first half, I just had a great half. Everything was going my way, and I wasn't overthinking anything by any means, and just trying to learn and keep soaking it in and let the process work. I think that's all you can do, and just let the results happen.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined by former Viking right-handed pitcher Jordan Milbrath. Jordan from Springfield, Minnesota, back and doing some teaching in the Sioux Falls area, and also does his off-season workouts in the area as well. So Jordan joining us today. Jordan, you got off to a strong start last season. Did you feel like you were starting to make some movement through the organization this year? Did you kind of feel like the start you got off to was going to maybe help you progress here as the season went on and have the opportunity to move up as the season went on?
Yeah, I just do the best I can, you know, whenever I get a chance to go out there. But this year, definitely, I got switched to relief in spring training. The last 2 years, I've been a starter in the organization. But switching to relief, you know, it felt good right away. I've done it before. I had a good routine figured out for starting, so it was kind of a learning experience as far as getting a routine figured out for being a reliever. But I felt really good. Everything was working for me. My fastball, slider, changeup was pretty good, and I was just kind of moving. And you don't worry about moving up. You can't. It'll eat at you mentally. And when you got 140 games to play a year, you just can't worry about moving up. So I just focused this year on enjoying where I was, enjoying my teammates, and just enjoying every opportunity that I got.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that transition from a starting pitcher to a reliever, and even been used as a closer in some situations as well. Obviously, you mentioned that transition, things differently you had to do, but was it mentally maybe the hardest part right away? Just, you know, like you said, you got into that routine, you're stretching yourself out, you're warming up, you know, doing the long toss, getting ready. Well, now you're sitting around waiting, and when they call your name, you got to get up and get yourself loose and be ready to go by the time they call your name.
Yeah, it was definitely a transition. I figured out a routine that kind of worked for me, but you have to be ready to go every day. You know, you throw one day, maybe the next day you come in and you want to get a lift in. Well, you can get a lift in, but you still got to make your body ready to go for the night. You know, you might have to pitch later in the game if we run out of relieving, or, you know, everybody's going to have a bad day. Everybody's going to have some good days. So you may be used, you may not be, but you have to be ready physically and mentally every day.
As you've progressed, you've moved into the double A level here, and you always hear major league, whether it's media or folks talking about that's the level you want to be at. That's kind of the next step to the major leagues, is that double A. How close do you think you got to that point? Do you think where you're going to hear your name called?
That's my goal. My goal is to hear my name called and get to the Cleveland Indians organization and get to the top level and help them win a World Series. You know, they're there right now, and I'm hoping for the best, hoping we win the series this year. But my goal is to get there and help them actually achieve it. You know, maybe next year do it again. And I don't quite focus on where I am at the time. I know I was in Akron and I finished in Akron. But it's a good place to be, but it's not my end goal, which also helps me stay focused on where I'm going to be and what I'm going to do.
I'll talk a little bit about the stuff you got. I'm hearing really good things about things that are coming out of that right hand of yours. Upper 90s with the fastball and reaching 90 close to with that slider. How has your stuff developed? How have your pitches developed? How do you feel about, you know, how comfortable are you now? A couple of years in the books as a professional and really honing in on your strengths as a pitcher?
To be honest, you know, I have good stuff that works for me, and just learning how to use, you know, my God-given abilities and where to use it and what situations to use it is probably the hardest part for me. Physically, I have, you know, good fastball, good changeup, good slider. Now it's a matter of putting it all together, and it is starting to come together. But you need to know sequencing, the mental game, how to do it day in and day out. That's how you make the money in the big leagues, is those guys are able to show up every day, and even when they don't have their best stuff, they're able to compete, they're able to find a way. You know, you still got to get it across the plate, throw some strikes, and get some people out at the end of the day.
How much of that is working with your teammates, working with the bullpen staff, the coaches, and the catchers as well?
Everybody has a good relationship, and you have to cheer on your teammates. You have to ask your teammates questions. You know, what's working for you? What drills are you doing to stay consistent? Now the higher levels you get, the more everybody's got their own thing that works for them the best, and you kind of pick and choose what works for you. And I have a good routine, but I'm always open to new ideas, good ideas that will help me succeed even more and be more consistent so that I can make the major leagues.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined by former Augustana Viking Jordan Milbrath, currently at the AA level in the Cleveland Indians farm system. We're recording this on Tuesday. Tonight, the Indians will open up the World Series against the Chicago Cubs. Like we mentioned, Jordan, at the AA level now in the Indians organization. Jordan, what kind of feedback have you received from the organization throughout your years? Do you feel like you're starting to get to the point where they're treating, you know, not necessarily treating you as a, I guess you're all prospects at that point in the minor leagues, but do you feel like you've kind of gained some, I don't even want to call it respect, but you're more maybe of a, not so much a rookie anymore. You're a guy that's had some experience at the level, and you kind of have, you know, what you're doing figured out, and they're kind of leaning on you to get out there and perform.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. They don't, it's not pressure, but they are very good at staying on top of you and helping you succeed in any way possible. And I do understand that I'm starting to get beyond the point of, you never get beyond the point of learning every day, but you get to a point in your career where it's like, now you need to get out. And I'm getting there, and that's what I'm working on, is how to do that every day and be consistent at it. They do a good job. I don't worry about the whole prospect thing. You play with prospects and you kind of understand the situation, but I had a couple of good friends this year make it to the big leagues and other organizations. And, you know, they were never touted prospects. They just work hard every day at what they can do and control what you can control. And that's how they made it. And that's all I can do too.
Who are some of the guys that you got to be friends with that are now playing in the bigs? What kind of names are, who are you mentioning there, I guess?
I'm good friends. I actually was living with one of them that got, when we brought in Andrew Miller, the Andrew Miller deal this year that brought him over from the Yankees to the Indians. JP Fireisen was a good friend of mine. It still is. We played together and for a year, and we played against each other this year, actually, in the AA championship. I lived with Justice Sheffield this year. He was a good left-handed starter for us. He got traded as well. And Ben Heller. Ben Heller actually made the big leagues with the Yankees this year. And, you know, all those guys are, you know, they're just regular guys. Ben's from Wisconsin, so is JP. That's probably why we got along so well. We all like to hunt and fish and born in the Midwest. Right. But, yeah, and then Sheffield got traded, and we were actually living together at the time. So I was right in the mix and, you know, learning lots about how all that worked. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to, you know those guys and see them in playoffs against other teams and make friends that way.
As a player, do you hear a lot of that stuff, a lot of those rumors, or when that stuff's going to happen, or is it just one of those things that just happens and all of a sudden, okay, here we go, I'm off to Yankee Stadium or whatever it is, you're off and here you go? Or do you kind of hear some of that? Does the organization talk to you about any of that? Or how does that work?
Well, the organization won't tell you specifics, you know, especially if it's just in the rumors, the talking. I guess your name could be out there at any point, and I'm sure it is several times throughout the year. You know, they're just trying to make a deal that's going to make their big league team better, which is, you know, good and bad. Good for the players. Always good for the players as long as you can control what you can control. But I remember we were on the road when Justice got traded, Sheffield, and he came in my room. You know, we had talked about it, you know, a couple of days before that. Twitter says I might get traded, that kind of thing. He wakes up early that morning, comes on over, and he's like, "Well, I just got a call from the front office. I'm going to be a New York Yankee, and then Andrew Miller's coming over here." And then we, you know, and who else was included in that deal? But it's very surreal. You don't understand it at the time, but it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to see my friend as much as I used to, you know, now that he's not a part of the organization. It just worked out this year that we ended up playing those guys in the AA championship. But it was good to see them again. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You just make a lot of friends along the way.
It's kind of the fast way to learn that it's business at that point. I mean, you probably already figured that out at this point, but when you see something like that happen, it kind of sets in that, hey, this is a business.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a business, but it also shows you that when that happens that, you know, other organizations are seeing what you can do too. You know, they're noticing what you can do, and they're willing to take a risk by giving away one of their good guys that you're going to be, you know, replaceable, or you can replace them at some point, and they think highly enough of your skills that they're willing to give you a shot.
You've gone down to spring training the last couple of years, see the full squad workouts come about, and they do you kind of get a sense of where you're going to end up? Are you going to get that early spring training invite, or is it going to be the later? Do they give you a sense of that when you head into the off season, or is that kind of something that just happens as you get closer to spring training?
They actually do a pretty good job of keeping you in the dark on that kind of stuff. And I guess their angle at that is just, you know, go out there and play. We'll figure it out at the end of the day. We'll let you know. You know, and injuries happen like that too, so they have to keep an open mind. But, yeah, they, you know, we usually find out only two to three days before we break spring training. And it's, you know, it's tough because I got all of my stuff that needs to be shipped. I'm working on, you know, with my parents or friends back home to get my car down for the summer. Like, I was in Lynchburg, Virginia this summer, and I actually, one of my ex-teammates at Augie, Derek Quam, drove my car all the way to Virginia and came, you know, kind of on a mini vacation. But, yeah, we, you know, it's hard to buy plane tickets, you know, to get people back home and stuff like that, because you don't know where you're going to be until about 2 days before spring training breaks.
What about going into spring training? Do they have the full squad all at one time, or is there two different – is there a separation there at spring training?
They break you up into the different teams, AAA, AA, High A, Low A, you know, that kind of thing. But that has no meaning on where you're going to end up by any means. And it's been proven time and time again that that's not going to be where you end up, to the point where the guys don't even – it doesn't even bother us what team we're on, because we know that that's not going to last, and it might not be, you know, where you end up at all.
Jordan, you've decided – the last couple of years to do your off-season training back in the Sioux Falls area. You actually work out with the Augustana baseball team at Sanford Power and get your off-season training in up here. Does the organization have a say in where you do that, or is it most guys break off and go where they want to go, where they're comfortable, where their family is, and get their training, get their workouts in the off-season, get themselves ready for the next year?
A lot of guys will just go home for the year and work out. You know, the Indians are very, you know, they keep on you. They send you workout programs. They can't make you do them, but they send them to you. The last 2 years, I've actually been going to Phoenix in December and January and part of February just to work out and do a strength and conditioning program. But they stay on top of you. They're always asking, you know, where's your weight at? You know, how are you feeling? How's your lifting going? Are you getting stronger? That kind of thing, faster. And, you know, I feel like staying here and working out with Augie out at Sanford and Power and stuff like that has put me in a good position to say, yes, you know, I'm ready for the next season. I'm doing a really good job of, you know, keeping my body in shape and getting ready to go.
When you put down the baseball for the last time at the end of the season, when do you pick it up again? When do you start throwing?
Well, it was different as a starter because I was getting over 100 innings a year, about 130, 140 innings a year for the last 2 years. But this year, you know, I don't even know how many innings I had, but I was in relief, so I know it wasn't as many. So I'll probably pick it up here within the next month or so, just start to get ready to go. I know a lot of my friends right now are doing winter ball and stuff like that in Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. I chose not to do that this year or not look into it as much. Maybe in the next coming years that might be an option for me. But I thought it would be good for me to take off, you know, a month or two and get right back in it. But you have to be smart. You know, I'd love to pitch all year round and just always hone my craft in, but there's a point where getting hurt comes in from never giving your arm a break. So you have to look at that and kind of, you know, how long can I take off? How long is my arm? You know, when am I going to start feeling better and being able to throw so that I don't get hurt game 100 out of 140?
It really is a craft, isn't it? It's not just picking up a baseball and throw it. It's a whole... Not, you're talking, you know, mechanics and lifting. It's really, when you think about it, you're doing this professionally and this is your job. It really is a craft, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And it's all year long. There is no such thing as an off season. You know, you might be taken off from throwing, you know, but I'm lifting, I'm running, working out, that kind of thing. You have to watch what you eat, make sure you get some good sleep, that kind of thing. And, yeah, I mean, your habits that you develop throughout the whole year, well, you know, and you'll see it. It will come to you in the middle of the season, you know, when everybody starts to, you know, my arm's getting a little tired. Oh, well, I feel good because I've been having a good routine throughout the whole year, and this is no different than the next day.
What's it been like working out with the team? Is it kind of fun to all the guys want to hear the road trip stories, or hear what life is like in professional ball, or is it all about business and then you can fill them in on some tips and tricks maybe to someday they can get there as well?
Well, there's actually good stories being told on both sides. I think they just got as many good stories as I do. But yeah, it's definitely a benefit for both of us to be able to help each other out. They like hearing the stories. I like being a part of a team and having somebody to help me push, help push me lift. There's a lot of guys out there that can lift more than I can. But, we push each other, we help each other out, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of that team.
Yeah, it's got to be nice to come back and work out and have that team sense of while you're working out, it doesn't feel like you're just, all right, well, I gotta go lift today, and you gotta go by yourself, and you gotta go to a fitness place, and you gotta work out. You can really feel like you're part of a team almost, and you're not in it by yourself. I guess it makes it probably a little easier to get up and get yourself into the gym every day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they push me just as much as I push them. You know, if you see one guy slacking off, you got to tell him to pick it up. And that's what I love about teammates. You know, and I've always felt a part of the Augustana Viking team. You know, like I never really left, and I just love being a part of it and being here and everybody helping each other out.
We've seen three straight players out of Augustana that got drafted all by the Cleveland Indians. Yourself, Jack Goyle, and then last year Mike Lechkowitz, all drafted in the Indians organization. How cool is that? I mean, that's pretty for a small school like Augustana. That's a pretty impressive for three guys in 4 years to get drafted, and then three of them in the same organization.
Yeah, they're both really good friends of mine, good kids, hardworking kids. Yeah, it's really cool. It shows you that the Indians, you know, think there's something there, and that they develop us very well, and they like how hard we work here.
Did you have a sense coming out of high school that you had not maybe would have the opportunity one day to play professionally? Or do you feel like that's something that grew because of what you did as a collegiate baseball player?
Yeah, definitely being here and progressing that way as a baseball player helped out a lot. I wouldn't say that was always a top priority in my life. I came from a family that was always school first, you can go to sports later. And I was a three-sport athlete in Springfield and just had a great time with my friends just playing the games that I love. Never really, I was pushing myself, and I always pushed myself to get better at my games because sports are one of the loves in my life. But it was never really a front project for me in my life was to get drafted. It just kind of fell in my lap. But, not really fell in my lap, but, I always concentrated on school, being a good student, trying to get a good job out of college, pay down some of that debt, right? And then, I just ended up being good at baseball, and I guess that's what God wanted me to do right now.
You know, we've seen Augustana baseball, obviously, had a lot of success since your time and after. What's it like to look back and see the team, picking up 35 wins a year still and make a run to that conference championship? Obviously, the region that we play in is one of the toughest in the country and hardest to get into, it seems like. You can't imagine, 35 and, and a handful of losses and you can't get into the postseason. Yeah. What's it been like to see them since you've left? Obviously, I think you still have a close connection with the program, Coach Huber, and a lot of the players keeping an eye on them.
I think the coolest part is, all the success that they're having from when I was there to now. The coolest part is to see those guys work really hard and go 35 isn't enough for them. Mm-hmm. They just, they go out every game expecting to win. And that's the direction that the program's headed and that Tim's created. And they get a good hardworking kids that just want to work hard and win every game, and 35 isn't enough. They want to, they want to go to Cary. They want to win Cary. And that's their goal every year, and that kind of mentality is going to get them somewhere.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined today by Jordan Milbrath, former Augustana Viking, current pitcher in the Cleveland Indians farm system with the Akron Rubber Ducks, Cleveland playing in the World Series. Jordan, thinking of back to spring training, guys that you saw on a regular basis, and obviously you want your organization to go out on top and win the the World Series, but what's it like seeing guys that you went to work with, you know, per se, and then getting a chance to play for a World Series championship?
It's rewarding because I know I get to watch them, and they're succeeding at the highest level in playoffs, in postseason. And to be able to play with some of those guys and look at them and go, well, I'm in the same situation. That could be me. So I just got to keep my, you know, head down and work as hard as I can to get into that spot and, you know, help a team win a national championship or a World Series, for that matter.
Like you mentioned, it's baseball. It's one of those, like, injuries, whatever it might be, one thing, and you could be the next guy up. Is it kind of crazy to think about that throughout the season, if maybe the chips had fallen in the right way, you could be there with them?
Yeah, for sure. I always have to keep my phone on loud at night in case they need somebody here.
In case they need an emergency emergency reliever.
Right.
I want to go back to the change in your role. Obviously, you started as a starter when you started your professional career, and moving into that reliever and potentially, have you looked, have they talked to you, or how does, as a closer, I mean, obviously, you throw at a very high velocity and a slider at a very high velocity as well. It's something, those power arms are invaluable, I think, in Major League Baseball, especially in that, you know, 7th to 9th inning role. Do you see that's something that you can succeed in now that you've kind of had a year to transition into that reliever role?
Yeah, I can definitely succeed at that role. You know, it's a learning process. You know, what does the organization want out of me? You know, I think I've kind of developed into, you got to just know who you are, you know, and who I am is a power arm throw, you know, higher 90s or whatever, and, you know, slider. So my job is actually to come in and, you know, get outs, but get outs the way that I know how, or the way that best works for me, which is, you know, throwing in on hands, you know, and actually going for the strikeout, because that's the kind of stuff that I got. There's other guys on my team that, you know, don't throw as hard maybe, but they got their craft. Their job is to go in there and get a guy out right away, you know, within the first couple pitches, and, you know, and just locate and that kind of thing. My job is just to go out there and, you know, throw everything as hard as I can and get it to the strike zone and just get people out that way.
Do you have a, looking back at the last couple of years, any memory that sticks out to you the most from your playing career so far?
Well, the one thing about baseball is I think you get stories every day, and stories that you can tell everybody every day. In particular, I can't think of everything. I mean, you definitely learn things on the bus and that kind of thing. You know, when you're stuck on a bus for 7 hours at a crack, you know, you play a lot of cards, you do a lot of talking and that kind of thing.
Have you picked up the guitar yet? Did you try to bring a guitar with you and pick that up?
No, but enough of my friends have not succeeded and made me not even want to try.
So a lot of books. Now you got a podcast. I taught you about podcasts today, so now you can pull out the podcast and listen to that on the road.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep on top of everybody here.
Well, Jordan, appreciate you taking the time to stop by and visit with us. And we obviously wish you the best of luck here as the offseason moves on and heading into next season. But with the, you know, Cleveland Indians and having the success that they have had, and yourself personally having the success that you've had in your career, your young professional career, we're obviously keeping an eye on you and rooting for you to have the most success that you can, and excited to see where your career takes you. So appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck here.
Yeah, thank you. That's one thing about Sioux Falls is, you know, Sioux Falls and my hometown and this whole Southwest, you know, Minnesota and South Dakota, is I feel like everybody supports me and that kind of thing, and it's really nice to have everybody has my back, and, you know, no matter where I am in the country, I got people rooting for me, and I like that.
Yeah, we're following, definitely, I know I'm keeping an eye on social media, and I was following all, I think I follow just about half the minor league baseball teams, that MILB, and that's how I found out, sitting one day at work, and hey, I saw Jack Goyle hit his first professional home run. Thank goodness for Twitter. It helps a person like me to help continue to share the great things that you and my former teammates are doing. And like I said, we wish you the best of luck, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. This was episode 17 with former Augustana pitcher, current Cleveland Indians farmhand, Jordan Milbrath. For all the latest information on Augustana baseball and all 19 varsity sports, make sure to visit our website at goaugie.com.